Mr. Peterson?
Yeah, no, I think I owe you an apology, sir.
Well, I should say you do. Well, I think you should be sorry, for Christ's sake. A family member dies, and you insult me. What the hell is the matter with you, anyway?
I really don't know, sir. I mean, I didn't think I was talking to you. I thought I was talking to somebody else. You know, sir, that I would never deliberately insult you like that. I can't begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
What?
Asshole!
You're absolutely right, sir. You've hit the nail right in the head.
Find out where she is.
This isn't over yet, Buster. Do you read me?
Loud and clear, Mr. Peterson.
Call me sir, goddammit.
Yes, 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 sir, yes, sir.
That's better. Now you just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut.
So hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
No, it isn't.
Yes. Are you sure it isn't?
It is.
I don't believe you. But
look, see two fingerprints.
So if you are one of the three people who have been wondering where we've been for the last few weeks, Andrew done fucked up in recordings. I still am very bad at this. You guys think I'm getting better, but I'm not.
It would be a reasonable expectation that we'd have gotten better at this at some point. And we aren't. Just not at all.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. One day it'll
happen. One day it'll happen.
Yeah.
One day, like, I'll figure it all out.
I'll blame the equipment. Is that about poor workman and tools? Whatever that saying
is. It's Damien's fault.
Only a workman's tools are to be blamed.
It's Damien's fault. But anyways, this week we've come together talking about poor workmen.
He's pretty good at his job. Probably too good.
Talking about the latest film with Tom Hardy in a car, talking to people over the phone. If we've ever seen that movie before, it's the latest movie of that.
Are we talking about Mad Max?
Yes, we got an early screen
on. I want to watch that movie.
For Mad Max. holy shit.
We're talking about the Stephen Knight film.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Locke.
Hello, Katrina. I have something to say.
What happened?
I'm not coming home.
Have a call waiting.
This is Ivan Locke.
We have a situation here.
You're the man in charge of the entire operation, but you've decided you ain't gonna be there.
I'm not gonna turn back.
Kinnigit, I think his last name is pronounced.
Stephen Knight on camera, yes.
It's G. It's G H. So it's an F.
Knift.
I'd like to say that I'm sad that my joke wasn't heard.
We just move. We just blew right past it.
Damien,
terrible person.
You pick this movie.
Yes.
So tell us what this is about.
And Tom Hardy, like Andrew, done fucked up. And now has to drive from some unspecified location to London.
I have determined it is Wigan.
You figured it out? It definitely is Wigan.
No, I'm sticking with that. Okay. I'm sticking with that.
So the whole way through, right? Both me and Andrew were like, I wonder what football team that is that you're talking about. But Andrew got so... he went into it. He was using his phone and was like, oh, they mentioned McNaught or whatever the names were. And he like tried to figure out who does he play for. And it's 150 kilometers away, so what's within that region?
Like, Sherlock
Holmes the shit out of him.
I have determined at the beginning of the movie, we are in Wigan.
Fair enough. Can't wait for the email sent to me. Stupid fucks.
Someone from Wigan emails in, how dare you associate my tone?
It's not a Wigan accent.
Yes, Wigan, Austria.
That's right.
That's
holy shit, that accent.
Well, I'm sure he's supposed to be Austrian. I mean, Tom Hardy is British. He could have just spoken normally.
At this point, I don't care.
Or German or whatever that is.
I think we've gone far enough.
Yeah.
Damon.
Sherlock Holmes.
Take us away.
So he made a poor decision 7 months ago. Not nine.
Yeah.
7 months ago it was. He got some woman pregnant because he felt sorry for her, which, as far as excuses go, that's like close to the bottom. That's a shitty excuse for sleeping with somebody.
Is it though?
It is real bad.
If
you're drunk and she's super hot, then at least your friends, your male friends can go. You're drunk and she's super hot. If she's old and miserable, think about what your wife thinks about that decision. Think about what your friends think about the decision. That is all around a shitty decision. So he'd made that decision, and now the lady, she's giving birth 2 months early, prematurely, and he now has to leave work and drive down to London. So that's
made it clear. He doesn't have to. He's decided to.
He now has to leave work and drive down to London.
Because it's the right
ensure
thing to do.
That this crazy woman delivers this child. And that he can at least have something redeeming out of this terrible, terrible decision that he's made. And now he's driving down. And it just so happens, thanks to movie logic and coincidence. It's going to take him an hour and a half to do it. And that it's the biggest day. Tomorrow will be the biggest day of his entire job in all of cement work.
Mm-hmm.
He lives cement.
Yeah.
He works at Carib. Only Jamaicans. That's right. There's no Carib cement anywhere else. This country is there.
Actually, I think it's...
It's Caribbean?
It's and Latin America. I think.
That's terrific.
I believe.
So more people will get
Carib
that.
Carib cement is Jamaica. Carib cement only recently started exporting to somewhere like Curacao.
Oh.
Or no. Who's Chavez again? Venezuela.
John almost said Mexico.
Yeah, right? You did.
Holy shit.
And
that's so wrong.
That's it. That's it. Nothing else.
So he's driving down. And of course, he has to make a few phone calls in order to kind of get the ball moving on certain things and to explain to his family why he won't be home. And the movie surrounds him explaining away the shitty decision that he's made and the terrible decision that he's continuing to make by driving down here instead of staying on the biggest job of all time. And Tom Hardy, like we already knew from Bronson, that his acting chops are on point. And they're here again. Except he's sitting in a car, so there's not a wide range of, acting, I guess. There's a lot of facial expressions. There's a lot of him hitting the car when he's angry. So on and so forth. The movie, in terms of story, is not very great. It's okay. Tom Hardy's performance, he just relaxed. The story being told is very simple.
Yeah, it is very simple.
And so,
that doesn't make it good.
At no point did I say it's not good. I don't know how you got me from being good. The story isn't great to this is the worst story of all time. I don't know where those two connect.
I would like to show you the road he took.
Right.
Going down Super Avenue. And then he hit Hope Road.
And it's a reminder that this drive that I took takes an hour and a half.
He's all of going to ignore the
I will be on the phone with you and help you find the road.
I'm going to ignore these two idiots and get to the end of this. With or without them.
Turn right. Don't ask for me.
Yep. I've been down there. Right. He, because of this, he has explained to his wife that, of course, he cheated on her. He
he waited 7 months, could have told her at any point after he found out that this girl was going to have a baby. But he took the causeway out, and now...
Well, alright. To be fair to the man, now, we can argue, an argument can be made that if he's gone this long already, he probably would have done the same thing 9 months out. However, we can't say that in between the 7 and the 9, which normal people would have assumed there would be at least 9 months. Well, not at least, but around 9 months of, you know, carrying the bun in the oven. Mm-hmm. That there is time in there for him to not do it on the last day, at the 11th hour. So we can at least give him that. Because remember, normal people don't... Well, again, normal people is not the right word to use. But, but under normal circumstances, you don't poop that baby out until, you know, in the 9 month region. So this is a surprise.
Right. Guess what was the earlier surprise? That she had a baby. She's having this baby. She's super duper pregnant and is keeping this baby. Let's give him 4 months.
You know, so that maybe she could have made the decision to opt out during that time.
Let's give him a solid 4 months of not knowing. It would mean that he would have known for 3 months. And went, I'm going to ride this out. Or, I'm going to go get her one day, throw her in this hole, what cement will be poured in tomorrow, and all my problems will be solved.
Okay, so now, that's a movie I want to see. That sounds like the Korean take of this film.
Park Chan-wook presents.
A Bong Joon-ho production.
No. They're stolen DVDs in that story.
Wait, yes, no. Yes, they don't talk to each other
anymore. They don't talk to each other anymore. I don't know if they're gonna see that.
Oh my god, you guys are idiots.
Never talking to you idiots again.
I'll see you next week.
Fair enough. Empty threat. So he's driving down and his whole world is collapsing. His sons are asking him, why he's not at home. He has to confess to his wife, and let's just say she's not pleased by this announcement.
Seriously? Yeah. I thought she'd want to have like a
person. His bosses are asking him why on the biggest day of their lives he's not there to do his goddamn job. At one point, the boss says, you could have just told us you were sick. You probably should have just told us that you were sick.
Please just say you're sick.
Just say you're sick.
So I don't have to do this right now, because I know you're amazing.
There are things in the movies that... Shit. His whole world collapses, and a baby is born. There is no spoilers. The things I enjoy about this movie, aside of his acting, which, of course... You see where he really hates his father to the point where his father is super dead and he's talking to an imaginary dead person
in the back of his car. Yeah.
Which is incredible. Because I understand hating someone that much. So I enjoyed watching him do that.
You know what would have been better though? When he's talking to his father, because he spoke to him with some strong words and some heavy tones. Yeah. What would have been great is if, because clearly, right, he's supposed to be from Austria or Germany, somewhere in that region. If why he got so angry,
really?
That...
Oh, why was that clear?
Because that's the accent I take from him.
I took him as British.
Really?
I didn't ask any more questions. I just took British and moved on.
Alright, maybe then I'm just being stupid. But let's assume,
I'm not familiar with...
Yeah.
That accent
let's assume that Douglas is right at least for this.
Okay.
Because I had a point to make.
Right. Were you about to call him a Nazi?
No, I was not. But anyway, so it would have been great if had he been from one of those regions, that he got so angry, because he really got angry, that he started to break into speaking in German. You know, speaking, you know, Scheitz and whatever it was, and going in between English and German. That would have been good. Yeah.
And I enjoyed this. It's a tiny thing. The thing that I know all of us are probably going to struggle with in the oncoming years. It took
him being married to his wife 15 years for her to put on the shirt.
The football shirt.
I understand that. I've not been married.
But I've
tried to convince the opposite sex. Look, I enjoy the sport. I know you don't give two shits about it. But if you could just please wear this ugly shirt for the duration of this thing you don't care about and keep quiet, I'd be very happy. And it's never happened.
Okay, so what I love about this movie, Damien, is that, so you gave away everything, right? I'm just saying that you have given away everything about this movie, but at the same time, if you watch this movie, you'll be surprised all over again. There's, as you say, no way to talk about this movie and not give at least 80 or 90% of what is going on. But at the same time, when you watch it, it's just, because it's not really so much about what is happening rather than how it happens and how it's presented to you. And it's another one of those man
it's
in
a
the
journey.
Box. Yeah. Exactly, it's a journey. And it's another one of those man in the box type of movies where, as you say, you don't have very much interaction, at least physically, but you know, he phones around and he talks to people and he has those interactions, and you have to see it's two sided in the sense that you hear both sides of the conversation.
Oh.
But in terms of what you see, you're seeing.
Andrew was wrong. Wikipedia says it's
no,
in Birmingham.
I wasn't even really looking for that. I was just showing you that apparently it's Birmingham, but who cares?
I was looking for Germany for like half a minute. I was going up and down.
That's Germany. That's what I was looking for, to see if it had any proof as to where this guy is from. England
once again,
or
the internet ruins everything.
Exactly. But so Birmingham.
Twigon. Same deal.
Cheering on Birmingham City. Horrible people.
Maybe that's why we couldn't find the names of the footballers, because they're like some Division 1
side. That's not our real club.
But what am I saying? Yeah, so this is a one-sided movie in terms of the images that you see. You see only Tom Hardy. And he pulls that off superbly. As you knew, as he said, from I think the movie that he used, Bronson, is the best movie to use from his repertoire, because he has all of those scenes in it where it's him alone and he's gone crazy and he's got his half and half suit on and he's monologuing the shit out of everything, and it just shows you that he doesn't need that physical interaction to tell a story or to bring you in into the story and get you involved and get you and make you be entertained. And he does that perfectly here. And this movie is you're in it from start to finish. And it just descends. And that's really what this movie is. It's a descending, you descend further and further into the muck of this horrible, I don't even want to call it decision, but series of events, yeah, that have taken place that resulted in what is about to happen.
You say it's a series of unfortunate events.
Yes, but I don't know if it's very lemony or snickety, right? I don't know.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I deserve that.
I didn't see any Jim Broadbent.
He was in that movie? It's been a long time since I've watched that movie.
Watched that again.
Yeah, I remember liking it at the time.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah. So what I love about this movie as well is the character himself. It's kind of, and what the character is doing and the situation that he is in and the way that he's approaching it is very paradoxical, or you know, it's almost two opposing sides that really you're not supposed to be able to get at the same time, but he's somehow doing it, where he is this stoic kind of guy, this almost rule-oriented kind of guy, where he's like, I am supposed to do this and that and not the other thing, and I will not do the other thing because that is wrong, and this and that are the right things to do, and that's what I'm doing. And yet for some reason he has decided, as you say, to do the other thing. It may have been once, but it was done, right? And now it's come back to haunt him, and guess what, you know, if you don't do anything about it, at the end of a certain period, something pops out and you have to deal with it, right? And so he has to deal with, he has to decide, am I going to pretend like nothing is going on and try and, you know, not have this woman come and be crazy on my doorstep, or am I going to somehow make that person a part of my life and see where the chips fall? And that's what he's decided to do, because he is this man of relative honor. I can't say honor anymore because he's done this this not so great thing, but he appears to be, you know, and from every interaction with people from his work, from home, where they're just kind of like, wait, whoa, 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 this didn't happen, you're joking, right?
April 1st.
He clearly is and has been for the longest while
stand-up guy,
exactly, you know, a man that you could set your watch by, a man who you would, you know, say is worthy of being your child's role model and all of that shit. So much so that he's actually trying to approach this in that manner. And so he's like, listen, it's my child. I know I done fucked up, but it's my child, so I have to take on that responsibility. And I am now going to drive, forget work, and not even really forget work. He even pulls in work as a part of it. He says, okay, I cannot physically be there because I have to be there for my child. However, I am going to make sure that work goes okay. And he does. The whole way through, he guides his underling to
Moriarty.
That's Moriarty?
From the Sherlock show.
Okay. I knew he sounded familiar, but I actually, for a second, who was it that I thought it was, but I realized it couldn't be? Oh, for a second, he almost sounded like...
How did that ruin?
He just doesn't want to know who it is.
No, that's a, like I'm putting a face in it. No.
Yeah.
Moriarty is the evil person.
Oh, shut up.
Ruins everything.
Shut up. I've seen...
Moriarty doesn't run. He did drink. He did drink on the job, so that makes him bad. Ran.
Oh wow, yes, I'm God sober. But yeah, some reason I thought it was Chris O'Dowd, but I think that's just that Irish connection.
I'd have felt better if it was Chris O'Dowd.
but yeah, so he makes sure the cement dump or whatever it is runs smoothly.
Turns out cement is really
and,
serious, guys.
You know, he tries hard.
What does it say on the board?
C5? C4.
Not C4. C4 is something else. C4 does the opposite of what you want.
Are you sure?
C4 is what we use in the Expendables.
Ah.
He's like, how close to C5 can it get? What does it say on the paper?
Look. Don't rub it. Hey, whoa. I'm going to saw off your legs. I don't want to threaten me. And you say, no, that I know is Moriarty. None of what he said makes sense.
Shut up. But so, this movie is all about the juggling act. He has three things that he's juggling. He's got his new lady friend in one hand. He's
not
got
a friend.
Yeah, I know. He's got his work on in the other hand, and then up in the air is his family of 15 years. And on
But he does have the fourth thing, the Birmingham City Football Club.
Oh, shut up. That's a part of the family.
Like, just because he's from there doesn't mean he was cheered for it.
Yeah. And so you know, he tries to bring everything together. And he clearly does good on the work front. He clearly does good on the... or he says, trying to do good on the new girl front, because he's on his way to her. And he also tries to do good on the family. And he you know, albeit through the phone, which is, as you say, a dickish way to do this. you know, he explains what has happened. And he's trying hard. He's like, listen, I know I done fucked up, but I want us to try to be able to move on. And I like the way he says it. He doesn't say, please forgive me. He doesn't say, you know, I'm coming home tomorrow and I'm going to be beside you and I love you and it meant nothing. He's just like, I think his exact words are something along the lines of, I want us to get to a practical next step. Because he knows this is something that, you know...
We put emotions in.
Yeah.
No, there was a point in time where he's like,
but
I want to know if I can come home tomorrow.
No, absolutely. but from day one, right? And that's when, you know, it starts to get emotional and he's like, okay, I want practical next step. But here's what I want. I want to come home and try and work things out. But from day one, he's like, I know I fucked up. You can decide whatever way you want to decide.
It's
but
important.
We need, like, I'd love to, right. to figure
we
out
keep,
something.
We keep feelings in this. I'm so fucked.
yeah. And so, again... Speaking about putting the woman in the cement and the Korean version of this movie, is it bad that the whole way through, and I think he knows what I was thinking. So what I almost wanted to happen to make this like the tragedy that to end all tragedies was one for him to lose his family because they'd be like, fuck you, I hate you because you did this horrible thing. And then for him to get to the hospital to hear that, guess what, son? Either one, the girl lost the child,
mm-hmm.
or two, which would... Well, it doesn't matter because he doesn't give a crap really about the girl, but she lost a child and she died in childbirth,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, all of this, right,
mm-hmm.
to try and right the wrong that he
uh-huh.
did.
And the wrong resolved itself.
Exactly, the wrong resolved itself. Not necessarily in
so
a good way, but in a way that
born.
He could have hidden,
yeah.
but
yeah.
he's still born on the back
still
end.
Still born. We watched too many
you had, you guys have. We all have.
But Damian, Andrew, this movie was spectacular, right? The acting was superb. The way that... they kind of interwove all of these three threads of his life, or four threads, because I haven't even really talked about his father and his hatred there and the fact that that was kind of driving him clearly to be the man that he is and to do what he's doing today. You know, the way that they bring everything together, the way that this one man just pulls all of that shit off is superb. It is... one of my favorite movies this year.
It's real good.
Yeah.
Andrew Robinson, you hate this movie.
I do not hate this movie.
See it on your face.
Let's make this clear. I do not hate this movie.
Oh, you hate all movies.
I hate all movies.
Fair enough.
Especially the Tarantino ones.
You're a movie
Those are
racist.
The worst.
You're a movie racist.
I only like movies that have space in it.
Space Waltz?
That is one that has space in it.
Yeah, fair
I do
enough.
Love that movie.
Okay.
But no, look, I like this movie a lot. It's a really good movie, and you guys have taught this movie to death. I don't know what I can add to it. I mean, it's a great performance, and I almost, like, I view it as one of those kinds of movies that I really like. I call them, like, in television, we would talk of them as bottle episodes, where
mm-hmm.
you kind of just put you put X number of people in a room, you lock the room, and you just let things bubble out. In the happenings, we've seen it in movies like Polanski's Carnage, we've seen it in The Breakfast Club, we've seen it in
It's a Disaster.
This is only the same movie, except it's only one person.
Buried, I remember
right?
Buried.
Buried. That
was good.
Right? Buried, same exact thing, one person and a phone. And you just
box.
let the movie happen.
And squirrels. And snakes.
I enjoyed the movie, and I think it's a brilliant performance, and most of the plot things kept the movie going, and it didn't put the movie into boredom, where movies like this are very easy to get there.
Robert Redford did that last year when he was on a boat.
You didn't like that movie?
That movie's boring.
How did you not like that movie? That movie's
boring.
Perfect.
Because it's boring.
That was last year?
Yeah, that was last
and
year.
And was that not on my list? It
no,
should have been.
Well, I think we might have watched
it
after the year was over.
That movie was so good.
It's boring.
Whatever.
His performance is good. I'm not going to say that from him. That man.
But at the same time, I'm not going Douglas's length.
Yeah.
Douglas's stretches in the movie where I'm going to announce it as my favorite movie of the year. Or even, I don't even want to call this in the top 10, right? Because, like, while it is a great performance, like, this feels like one of those movies I enjoy, but A, I probably won't watch again, and B, I probably will forget, like, as years go by, right? Because even it would be really easy if this is the number one movie of the Tom Hardy days, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we already have, like, 20,
yeah.
right? And Mad Max is about to happen next year. So,
the Ang Lee movie with the boat and the whale.
Life of Pi.
Life of Pi is my favorite of these kind of movies. That's the only one that I've ever seen and gone, This is the one.
You're talking about survival?
No,
or
just
like...
one person. Because it was, for most of the movie, it's mm-hmm. just a guy on a boat. Yes, there's a tiger, but they weren't real. Like,
I will allow myself to amend this later, mm-hmm. but I'll say off the top of my head, 127 hours.
I like Life of Pi a thousand
good,
times
like...
better than 100 hours. It's not even in the same stratosphere. One I've watched a thousand times, and just like how you feel with this movie.
Okay.
127 hours, I'll probably watch again. Like, I know that it's a good movie,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoyed watching it. If I'm going to watch one of these kind of movies, it's going to be Life of Pi. Which, that's why I'm so angry that I couldn't remember the movie. I remember literally everything else about that movie. The director.
What was the name of the tiger? I keep forgetting. What was the name
Richard
of the tiger?
Parker.
Richard Parker.
So good.
You haven't watched this movie yet,
have
you?
I have not watched
that movie. Douglas hasn't watched this movie yet.
Yeah. I remember when Castaway happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole world was like, holy shit.
Okay, can I just be an asshole and say that this guy is from Austria or Germany? Because one, he had an accent that sounded that way, even though you didn't hear it. And two, his first name is Ivan.
Okay.
Because I'm a dumbass. Because I'm an asshole.
I would tell you about immigrants.
I know.
Immigrants having children.
Yeah.
But
I've never heard of
that. But I know, but he had an accent. It sounded Austrian to me. Sounded.
And you're really good with dialects.
I am. I'm absolutely good.
Incredible.
Absolutely.
He understands Schwarzenegger dialect.
Like,
he
can pinpoint dialects though through the street corner. It's
incredible. So you're saying he's that guy from My Fair Lady?
Exactly. Actually, he was in Vienna on the street corner where, you know...
I like those moments where I can just break it because
right.
I pull up a reference, which is just so wrong.
So this movie is good. And Andrew doesn't like it as much as the two of us, which is okay.
It's normal, right?
Yeah,
you're used to it by now, right? And next week we will talk about some Iranian film, and I will adore it, and you guys will hate it.
In all fairness, the two Iranian films we've talked about have been one of two. There was one that I absolutely adored. And that
Which one was
that?
You like the one in the courthouse?
Yeah.
Like, adored
that
one? That
movie's
in
fucking
wow.
incredible.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Movie's unreasonably good.
The movie was alright, but okay.
Aggravatingly so.
Into questions.
Oh Lord.
So as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast,
mm-hmm.
Andrew Dunn fucked up. Right? So I'm not going to go back into the logs and find old questions from 3 episodes ago. So my apologies to all of you guys who sent in responses. We did talk about them, we read them at the time, and we found them hysterical.
You have to believe us. Did all of that.
So I'm just going to announce a new question for the following week, and we will continue as if our relationship hadn't had any breaks throughout this time period. And what I found myself doing earlier today, I was reading one of my more favorite film sites, The Dissolve, and yet on Friday they had posted a new article in their series of articles that they call The Forgot Busters. Nathan Rabin wrote about Fun with Dick and Jane, and the point of these articles are to write about movies which made a lot of money, and people might have talked about them for a hot second, and then magically we don't mention them ever at all, whether they're good or bad, right? Some of the movies that have been in this series,
I need to stop looking at that.
Tango and Cash.
I remember that.
I love that movie.
Triple X.
Take PlayStation.
And Eraser. To give you an example of the kind of movie. No, Damon,
this forget it thing. I listen to me. Tango and Cash, fine. Triple X, all right. Everyone remembers the reason. You remember where you were.
No.
So herein lies my question. I want to pose to you guys to give me some movies which you feel would qualify under this categorization of Forgot Busters. Movies that did amazing in the box office. We talked about them because it happened, but somehow over time we just never mention them and forget about them completely.
I mean, the biggest one is probably the biggest movie of all time.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Even though I think the threat of sequels have kept the conversation of that movie alive.
There's no
threat. I like that.
But you see the thing about Cameron, right? Is that when he speaks, he doesn't threaten. There are no threats in him. He just states facts. And son, two and three are on their way.
Actually, here lies my
visit. Diving at the bottom of the ocean.
Here lies my perception of what, as I classify them, threats.
Oh,
right?
Lord.
Yes. Jeez. When James Cameron says part 2 and 3, they exist. Mm-hmm. However, I felt with the time that went on, he might have just gotten distracted and forgot himself.
I read an article just maybe a month ago where they were like, listen, this is so happening. That they have like 20 writers still working on it.
No, yeah,
now.
I know.
Like,
but, but he can afford to pay 20 people to keep writing nonsense.
He paid
while he's busy.
I know, right?
Doing all sorts of madness, and then one day he'll drop dead and go, "I did it! I tricked all of them. I died without ever making another terrible movie. I'll only be remembered for the hits. Titanic. That's it."
I don't know.
Have you watched it since high school?
You're a grown ass man, right?
Try it. Seriously.
Listen,
Douglas.
Alright.
Don't do it.
So,
Douglas, don't do it.
You don't have to explain yourself. You're a grown man.
Does a plane. The plane.
Holy shit! I want to see that version of it. I want to see the one where the plane hits the boat. That I would watch. As a kite by then, I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time. Right, it's my time, right?
It's quiz time for the game. The game is back.
Yes. Football is over.
Super quiz.
But not for all of us. As there will be football-related questions.
I'm super screwed, aren't I?
This quiz. Because, I don't know if you've heard, I'm an idiot.
No, you're not. By the way, since it's been a while,
yes.
Do me the favor of doing two things for me. Number one, remind me the rules of the game, and number two, give us a standing as the game is right now.
Right. So I'll do the latter first. The standing currently is Douglas is leading by 2 points. Because Andrew, for the last... after starting out with 10 points in the first 3 weeks, has made 10 more points in the last four.
In the back four.
So he's doing poorly.
I am having a very united season.
Fair enough. Let's hope you escape all of that very quickly.
Yes, I have.
So the rules of the game are simple. I will give you 3 movies, and you will have to tell me what year they're from for 1 point. And then you will have to rank the movies in order from movie that made the most money to movie that made the least money. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
What decade are we in?
We are going back to 2010 to 2014.
Okay.
We've only done this once.
This 2014 was, for life?
This was the one where Andrew went, Damon, this is going to be so easy.
Because I know all of it.
And got 1 point.
I would like to preemptively say Constantine made all the money, even though that was in like 2008.
Douglas got
that's
5
like 2004 or 5 oh. son yeah
2006 for life. Douglas are idiots. Alright, so who would like to start? Douglas, Andrew?
I'm not playing this game anymore. Just tell us who's getting the first question.
Yeah.
I'm not read based on your dumb questions.
Andrew Robbins. We'll start with you.
We have 10 questions, right?
10 questions.
Okay, so each year is doubled, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
For
I just have to make
an
sure
additional wrinkle for the 2014 year, the two questions of 2014, the sums that I have are the global figure, not the domestic figures.
Okay.
Because we've all been playing the fantasy
yeah.
game.
Oh, you
and so the
so
only
close.
Way to trick you guys is to use global figures.
And you know what's funny? You'd trick me anyway because I haven't been following it.
Understandable. This
year.
Fool, though.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm like an extra dollar for Captain America. Thank you, it's got it, number
right.
one.
So, the first three movies are The Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'ul.
Which year was that?
The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, Percy Jackson, and The Olympians, The Lightning Thief. These are the three longest
names. Do we get clues?
Yes, you do get a clue.
Give me a clue.
Gareth Bale was the PFA Player of the Year.
Holy shit.
I want to guess when he gets it wrong.
That would be 2012.
Incorrect.
I think it's 2010.
It is 2010.
Yes.
I was thinking 12 or 11. I
you
couldn't
know,
remember what year he moved to Madrid. It was two seasons
know?
Ago, right?
Yeah.
You know how I know? I think. And it's not that I know. I thought I knew. Because I thought, I remember watching those movies. And I believe I was still working at Sierra at the time.
And
that,
10 would have
yeah.
been the only year possible.
Yeah.
Okay. It should have been a while back because Ga'ul was
yes.
like a three
so
movies
now,
ago
Andrew,
for Snyder.
You have to rank these three.
So,
just awful.
Ga'ul, Percy Jackson,
and the
Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia. Yes.
Which number Narnia is this?
The last one.
That's number three?
Three, yes.
Okay. So, from least to most.
Okay.
I am going to give it to Narnia
because
mm-hmm. that was the official killer, right? They kept pretending to
like,
themselves.
Like, we're going to keep making this.
Then Percy Jackson,
mm-hmm.
then Ga'ul.
Incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas Robbins. All
right, so remind me again, what are the three movies?
It is Owls of Ga'ul, Chronicles of Narnia, and Percy Jackson.
All right, so I think it is Owls number one. Probably Percy second, and then Narnia last.
He knows that's exactly what I just said, right?
No, I don't. Okay.
No, he doesn't.
I wasn't
no,
listening.
If he was listening, he wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to stop him.
So
from
I'm guessing number one and two swap.
You're
no?
you'd have been wrong.
Right? Okay,
no, it's about time.
The Chronicles of Narnia made $104 million. Percy Jackson made $88 million.
Ah,
oh,
wow. Shit.
And the Owls of Ga'ul made $55 million.
Oh, wow.
I remember Ga'ul not doing well, but I just assumed
yeah.
based off the other two.
But
yeah.
I remember also that the Narnians
yeah.
just generally had a hard time being made, and
yeah.
so I figured that must be, you know.
As I said, that was a killer.
Yeah.
They stopped then.
Right.
They gave up.
So this is the second question.
No,
oh, wait, there are two
then?
Questions. Oh, yeah.
Second
yeah,
question.
Me know.
Mm-hmm.
You made it sound like you were asking me again. I don't know why.
This one's easy. The Raid 2.
I'm gonna get there. Oh.
Only Lovers Left Alive.
I think it's 2012.
The Immigrant.
Alright, hold on.
Would you like a tip?
Andrew's
how are
winning.
You, how are you judging this? Because
this
I could say those are all 2013
it's,
movies. But the correct answer is 2014.
It's 14,
yes.
Douglas.
Which
okay.
is why I asked if you'd like a tip.
What's the tip?
Adidas Golden Boots went to James Rodriguez.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
James
Rodriguez. James Rodriguez. This is what
sir,
I have here.
You are less Jamaican than that. You're not allowed to say
so
James.
So we're seeing this. The Raid 2, Only
mm-hmm.
Lovers, and what's the third one again?
And The Immigrant. And this
immigrant.
Is... This
worldwide.
Is
worldwide.
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 Yes.
Shit. Raid 2, Immigrant and
Only Lovers Left Us.
I would go with number one being The Raid 2 because Kung Foolery.
The movie made money in Indonesia.
Yeah, must have. Right? And it is a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's put that up there.
Twice.
And I have those other two shitty movies left. I love the Jarmusch movies. I love Only Lovers Left Alive.
Okay.
That was fantastic.
We haven't watched Immigrant yet.
I haven't watched Immigrant
yet.
I've seen it. But I would assume. Alright. I saw trailers for The Immigrant.
Right.
It maybe made more money than Only Lovers. So it would be Immigrant followed by Only Lovers.
Incorrect.
Okay. Right.
Top Bottom, Raid,
mm-hmm.
Only Lovers, Immigrant.
So Raid is first?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Wow.
The Immigrant. It made 5.8 million.
Worldwide?
Worldwide. These are worldwide figures, according to Box Office Mojo. The Raid 2 is second, with 2.6 million.
Shit.
And Only Lovers Left Alive.
I knew Only Lovers would have to be the last
it
one.
It is 1.8.
Because who watches Jim Jarmusch movies other than the three of us? Nobody.
Andrew furiously searches the internet.
The Raid 2 made so little money?
Yeah.
How much money did you say the Raid 2 made? Just say the number again.
I have
2.6. Alright, so I just know Box Office Mojo is bullshit.
Okay.
That's all. I'm not going to debate you. I just want, because I know for a fact
that
movie made back in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Right? Because I remember Gareth Edwards talking.
Which is why I only use Box Office number. Box Office Mojo.
Because when you say worldwide, I assumed it would have been capped. Because I just knew that as a fact.
And that is why I said worldwide.
Because it made 5.5 in Indonesia.
I did that to trick you.
That's not fair.
And of course it worked. Still, both of you have 0 points. Question number 3.
Douglas should have won.
Andrew, no one gives a shit. Douglas should have. The 5-year engagement, end of watch, The Cabin in the Woods. Would you like a hint?
That's 2012.
Okay.
What was the hint anyways?
Gareth Bale was the PFA player of the year.
Somebody really likes Gareth Bale.
I don't like how these hints are going.
I like
sure. But sure.
It's pretty good.
So we are talking
5-year engagement.
5-year engagement.
End of watch.
End of watch.
The Cabin in the Woods.
Those are all to me, those are all 30 movies. Like creepy 30 movies. Top to bottom,
mm-hmm.
5-year engagement.
Okay.
The other ones are
End of Watch.
No, fuck it. Number one is End of Watch, number two is 5-year engagement, and number three is Cabin in the Woods.
Incorrect.
God
I'm
damn.
I'm gonna switch the top two.
What?
5 years, 5-year engagement.
Is one.
End of Watch,
is
Cabin
two.
In the Woods.
Incorrect. Cabin in the Woods made 42 million.
What? Cabin in the Woods beat
End of
Emily
Watch
Blunt
made. End of
Siegel?
Watch made 41 million.
I was right at End of Watch beat.
5-year engagement made 28
wow.
million dollars.
Wow.
So
I feel good. And I got right at End of Watch beat 5-year engagement. I will take that to the bank. That doesn't give me points.
I remember Cabin in the Woods being a thing, but I thought it was more like a thing between nerds.
Thing,
yeah.
It was a nerd thing. The movie made $0 worldwide. Only nerds saw that movie. Question number 4 to Douglas Robinson. Oh no, this is right.
2015.
I was worried for a second. The Social Network.
Okay.
Black Swan.
Uh-huh.
The Book of Eli.
Oh, again, I know when that is, but what's the hint?
Lionel Messi won the Ballon d'Or.
I'm gonna go with 2010.
Congratulations.
Because again, I was at Sierra when those movies came out. So remind me again, Book of Eli and what else?
Black Swan and The Social Network.
Shit.
Shit. Three of my favorite movies of that year.
And double shit. Social
Stop
Network.
Stop searching.
Social Network and.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Black Swan.
Black Swan.
And The Book of Eli.
Those are two real big movies. But then knowing Damien.
Yeah.
Damien has orchestrated this shit where the two big movies of the year did not beat Book of Eli. I bet you he's done it. Because he's a dick like that. Oh, my word. And sometimes
he works tirelessly.
And then sometimes, when I play this game, right, I feel like I am what's his name, Sean Curtis Sean or something like that, from the Princess Bride, Inconceivable, right? I can't remember his name, but I know Sean is in there somewhere. Where, you know, I keep going around, but you know I'm from and so I just keep going back and forth with all of this logic, all this bullshit logic. So, alright.
Yes.
Alright. We have The Social Network, and the
Black
other big
Swan.
One, Black Swan, and
The Book of,
Book
Eli.
Of Eli. Okay. Mm-hmm. I am going to just hope that my love for these movies
outweighs
any
shenanigans.
So what you're saying is what I say, which is I hope for the world.
Exactly.
I hope good things for the world.
Right. So I'm
How's
going
that
to
done
go,
for you three
so, so I'm going to go with not necessarily my favorite movie, but the movie I know got probably the biggest praise that year, which is Black Swan being number one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Social Network being number two, and then Book of Eli being number three. Tell me I'm wrong, because I know I probably am.
You are correct.
Whoa! Yes! I wasn't sure how much money the others made, but I remember it was a big deal because Black Swan broke 100.
Right,
and
so Black Swan made 106.
Right, it was a big thing because Aronofsky made money.
The Social Network made 96.
Yeah.
And the Book of Eli made 94. I was counting on whoever told the question using your logic. Tim is going to fuck me with this. So I played this one straight.
Okay.
And Douglas caught me. That's all right.
He hoped for the world, and 2010 was a good year for the world, yeah. It seems.
Speaking of a good year for the world, this is perfect. Oh, thank God. Andrew Robinson.
I feel like he's giving me all the hard ones on purpose.
This is all random.
That's what you say, but I have no proof of it.
That's what Excel says.
Andrew, you look over there, and you see all the ones in red. I have Andrew beside them.
Zookeeper.
Oh.
The Descendants. And Warhorse.
I feel like you've been waiting for this. You've been waiting for this for so long. That is 2011.
Okay.
Yeah,
the hint, Lionel Messi won the Ballon d'Or.
Such a dick.
So for you guys listening to this and kind of coming down to the conclusion, this is not entertaining to listen to. Damon is always laughing so hard because he knows he's an asshole. He knows it so well. We're talking about War Horse, we're talking about The Descendants, and we're talking about
Zookeeper. The three worst movies of the year. You're welcome.
Just pass it, Douglas. You know what? I didn't get the point.
I'm joking. Look, I hate both The Descendants and Zookeeper. War Horse was unspectacular. Alright. Fine.
Alright. Which one do I bet on? I'm going to delight Douglas and hope for the world and fuck up. Damon's already laughing. I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't hope for the world.
I don't know if you're going
to
say that. He's been
wrong. But I keep doing it. My number one is War Horse.
Okay.
My number two is
Wallace Shawn. That's his name. Sorry.
The Descendants. And number three is Zookeeper.
Incorrect.
See? I told you he
wrong.
Did it to me.
Alright. Say those three movies.
Zookeeper, The Descendants, and War Horse.
Okay, I'm gonna go with number one being War Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Number two being The Descendants, and three being Zookeeper.
Second time.
This is not the second
time he's done it.
For this show,
what?
That you've said exactly.
Oh, I did. Oh my God. And you know what's funny? Is this time I actually took note of what he said and thought I switched the.
The bottom two switch, right? War Horse 1. Just tell me War Horse 1.
The Descendants made 82 million.
Goodness.
Fuck.
Zookeeper made 80 million. And The Horse of War made 79 million. So congratulations.
Fuck you for keeping them so close. Fuck you for always picking them that are so close.
Hey, every time you say that, alright, I'll keep pointing to places where the gap is enormous.
You always
you
have
guys
one.
Still get it wrong. It's not always just one. Stop saying that.
I will keep saying it.
Alright, whatever. Jerks.
I'm going to when I get this game, I'm going to make it deviate by a dollar. I want you guys just squirm.
Oh, Lord. My turn.
Douglas. Dallas Buyers Club. Rush. And Her. Cristiano Ronaldo won the Ballon d'Or.
He did a flex move after he won.
Here's the thing. So, if I go by when they were released in Jamaica,
yes.
These are all 2014 movies, but
uh-huh.
I believe the answer is 2013.
Congratulations. Now, if you could kindly put them in order, that would be
terrific. Remind me, Her, Dallas Buyers Club, and the third one is...
Is Rush.
Rush! Oh, I love Rush. Mm-hmm. I do know Rush made only about 50, though. So... I know, you see, he could be laughing because I'm wrong, and he could also be laughing because he wants to laugh to make me think I'm wrong.
He also could be laughing just because this entertains him.
Oh, you dick! Alright, so Her, Dallas Buyers, and Rush. I am going to go with... Should I go for the world? Or should I go for Douglas? Because Douglas likes Rush more than any of these movies. Alright, so I'm just gonna guess and say that Rush takes number one, Dallas Buyers takes number two, and Her takes number three.
Incorrect.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Rush,
mm-hmm.
Her, Dallas Buyers.
Nope.
Yeah,
Dallas wins is number one. With 27. Must be. Rush is second with 26.
It would have to be the
Rush
top two
low?
Swish.
And Her
Swish,
made 25.
Yeah. I remember Rush making more money.
No, you do not.
I remember at the time, 50 clearly wasn't a number, but I remember them being like, wow, Rush totally didn't make as much money as it should have.
Okay. You done typing? Okay. Prisoners, Blue Jasmine, and 12 Years a Slave. Three movies I actually liked.
So I'm going to go ahead and guess.
Luis Suarez was the PFA player of the year.
did he bite anyone in this year? Just remind me, did he bite anyone?
I cannot confirm or deny that. Alright, yes, because of course he put it so much.
This is 2013.
Yay!
So remind me one more time. 12 Years.
Prisoners, 12 Years, and Blue Jasmine.
12 Years, Prisoners, Blue Jasmine. Top to bottom.
Nope.
Eh.
I'm going to switch the top to Prisoners, 12... Hold on.
I wonder how it feels to be like listening to this, right? Where you can hear Douglas doing it.
Wait, but now you got me confused. I thought you said 12 Years first.
Yes, he did say 12 exactly. Years first. Which is why I am laughing.
I am just trying to fuck with
you.
He's helping
to grief you.
You're being mean.
Which is finally what I have wanted. Beginning of this game. But to watch you two instead of 8B grief each other. Took 8 weeks.
But all I stopped is because I wasn't sure 12 Years would have been number two. But anyway, Prisoners, 12 Years, and then was it
Blue Jasmine?
Blue Jasmine.
That's your final answer?
I think so.
Douglas is right.
Yes.
Douglas has a point. Hey, oi, stop it.
So all right. Did so many in 13?
Yes, he took off 12. Ivanovich's hand.
I thought I was 12, though.
It's a 12 to 13 season. Oh, okay. I don't know when it happened. I'm just going to count it as 13.
Okay. John Carter.
Oh.
Contraband. And Battleships. The three worst movies of the year.
That's him.
That's him.
I believe.
Lionel Messi won the Ballon d'Or.
Okay. I'm gonna go with 2011, son.
Incorrect. 12.
Oh, wow.
2012. Yep.
Okay.
I told you, Lionel Messi won the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you dick. So remind me again, Battleship and who?
Battleship, John Carter, and Contraband.
Okay. These are all low.
Timeless classics.
These are all low numbers. So I bet you... You see, the thing he's trying to do,
oh,
right?
And for the last movie, just because someone said, I always do them close, I need to announce the figures. Prisoners made 61, 12 Years made 56, and Blue Jasmine made 33.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not always close. Go.
But yeah.
One, just to throw us off the scent.
Yeah, whatever.
So, what are... Battleship and what?
Contraband and... Jonathan Carter.
You know
from
what he's
Mars.
Doing, right? He's giving us three really bad movies
mm-hmm.
so that our bias towards John Carter puts it down at the bottom.
Yeah.
yet it probably is number one.
Inconceivable.
So, John Carter, Battleship, and...
Contraband.
Contraband. Okay, these are all really bad movies.
Oh, shit.
What's that, Damien?
No, you
sank.
All right. I'm going to go with, because I am a moron.
Yep.
I'm going to say number one is John Carter.
Of course he did.
Number two is... No. Number one is Contraband.
Of course.
Number two is John Carter. Mm-hmm. And number three is Battleship.
Nope.
Wait, what did I just say?
Doesn't matter, you got it wrong.
I'm into the
Battleship. Yeah, you don't fuck
up. John Carter, I'm asking, not quoting my figures. I'm asking just for confirmation. John Carter, Battleship, and...
Contraband.
I'm going to go Battleship, John Carter, Contraband.
Nope.
Hmm.
John Carter did win. 73 million. Contraband came second.
Yup, I was right.
66
I was pretty right.
And then you went.
And I went there.
And you're like, nope.
What they said is Contraband had Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
So that would make him the top of the other two. And then I was like, you know what? Let me not put John Carter on top and put it down at the bottom and in the middle. But you motherfucker.
My feelings are hurt. Question number 9. We come back to my friend, Andrew Robinson.
Aww.
The Other Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Need for Speed.
14.
And Nonstop. Lionel Messi won the Golden Ball.
Worldwide.
Worldwide figures.
Worldwide.
For 2014.
And are these real worldwide figures or shitty worldwide
these
figures?
These are box office mojos. Worldwide figures. So, you can't punch in any of this shit into Google. You've lost your mind.
So we're talking Nonstop. We're talking
The Other Woman.
The Other Woman.
And The Need. Can you feel The Need?
I have no fucking clue.
Exactly. If it was domestic, you'd have gotten this in a second.
Need Speed, Nonstop. Other Woman, top to bottom.
Andrew is correct.
God
what?
Damn it, thank you.
So that again, Need for Speed followed by what?
Need followed by Nonstop, followed by The Other Woman.
The Other Woman didn't win. The Other Woman, I mean, granted, domestic, but it did money.
That, yes, it did a lot of money,
domestically. Oh my goodness.
My belief is that when you get into non-English speaking countries, Liam Neeson and Fast Cars beats.
Wow, I guess so.
You are correct.
Wow.
Need for Speed has made 200 million.
Need for Speed, that movie.
So that is super crazy.
Because remember, Liam Neeson's my shit.
Liam Neeson's.
The Liam Neeson's is.
The Liam Neeson's is. Douglas, we've come to you. Drive.
2011 for Life.
Hannah. And
I love that movie.
Water for Elephants. I love
good luck.
All these three movies.
Good luck, Douglas.
That's the one with Reese Witherspoon and James Pattinson?
No. Yeah, James Pattinson and... what's his name from...
Christoph Waltz.
Oh, he was in that?
Yes. I still haven't watched that movie.
Nor
I like that
I.
movie a lot.
Nor have I.
Despite
okay.
the James Pattinson-ness.
Three movies again. One more time.
Robert Drive. Pattinson.
Who gives a shit? Hannah. Water for Elephants.
Oh, Drive.
Yes.
Okay.
Vroom vroom movie.
No, for a second I was thinking Faster with The Rock rather than Drive with my boy and Refn. Okay.
I wanna try. Robin Van Persie was the PFA player of the year.
Okay, cool. So we're looking at remind me of the three. Drive, Water for Elephants
and
Hannah.
Sorry,
okay.
Alex Ferguson was still at
I end. Am going to...
Yeah, I should do that. Next time.
Hannah,
mm-hmm.
number one.
Of course.
Is Hannah really number one? Because...
I can't just laugh at anything
Reese
he
with
says.
A spoon was
and he'll doubt
like,
himself.
Reese with a spoon was just dumb romance and that makes money.
I'm sorry. Reese Witherspoon makes money?
Dumb
sure
romance makes
are you
money.
Want, you sure you want to go down that road with Reese Witherspoon?
No, I'm just saying that's Reese Witherspoon is my name for that movie, okay?
Oh,
alright, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Hannah, Reese Witherspoon, and ran
and then driven.
No. Not driven. Drive. Because driven is another thing.
It had cars.
It did.
That's Sylvester Stallone. And it was horrendous. But you're still wrong. Andrew Robinson, you have no chance of catching Douglas.
So I shouldn't care is what you're saying. No, just throw caution to the wind.
You actually can tie Douglas. But
tie how?
Today, for this match.
Has he gotten anything else?
Yes, he got one question right for two. You got one right for two and one right for one. So if he gets this right, he's tied with you. So you,
so at least
you won't be falling behind.
Status quo.
Yeah.
So in my attempt to continue to lose, I will respond with... fuck.
Not an answer, I'm sorry. You have to put that in the form of a question.
What the fuck? all of these seem like wrong choices. Hannah, no. Elephants drive Hannah.
You are right the first time, you're wrong, no. It is elephants, Hannah, and then drive.
Oh, wow.
If you had not switched them at the last
minute. That's what I was going to switch to as well, you know. Mm-hmm. God damn it.
I will.
Elephants made 58, Hannah made 40. You see the gap between that, sir?
That's $8 difference is what you're saying. $8 difference.
And then drive is 35. So that's, yeah.
Drive made that much money? Wow.
That's not helpful.
It's not a lot of money for that movie.
And with that, Douglas has extended his lead by a point.
To 3 points.
Andrew
an insurmountable lead.
Yes, and we have 2 more weeks of this, right? Before the season.
Week
the
9
and round is over.
Week 10. Andrew with 2 points. And Douglas Robinson with 3 puts the scores now. Douglas at 24 and Andrew at 21. Congratulations to our contestants.
He can drink now. Yay.
You're still sick. Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. Perfect.